everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Good things are in store for all of us. Genuine good things are in store for all of us. We're going to see the greater things of the Lord. There's a lot that we can attain right here on earth if we would do three things. As seek, knock, and ask the Lord for His wisdom. The things that I've learned from the Holy Spirit since I've been seeking it is tremendous. And He gives you things you can understand and you can operate in it and you can be in faith about it. It matches the Word of God. The greatest things that He had me teaching are not, it's not outside of His Word. It is according to His Word. All of it. All of the revelation from the Holy Spirit, it matches the Scriptures. It is Scripture. It's according to Scripture. And when you're not sure about what the Lord has spoken, you can always research the Scriptures. The Word of God demands us, it commands us to try the spirits. When you can't, you don't have to see who's talking to you to know who's talking to you. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, they follow me, and a stranger they won't follow." And when the enemy attempt to speak, to deceive me, the Word, I can say, no, that's not God. There's something wrong with it. Just like the revelation, there's something right with it. And you understand concepts you may not be able to put in words at the present. But you know that was God because it's pure. It's holy. It's true. You know, wisdom is the trust of truth. That's what wisdom is. That was the definition that the Lord gave me. See, I'm not a Hebrew and Greek scholar. I don't know those languages. And the only languages I'm familiar with, the only words of those languages that I'm familiar with are the ones that I've read in the Word of God. I don't speak Greek and I don't speak Hebrew. But I can always ask the Holy Spirit, who is well skilled in English, Greek, Hebrew, Swahili, and all the other languages of the earth. And so I said, "Lord, what is your definition for wisdom?" He said, "It's the trust of truth." Well, when the Holy Spirit speaks, it's detectable. You can trust that. You can trust His words. It's so pure, you can tell by the Scriptures you already know and understand that it's gospel, that it's good. And then when you act on it, it helps you multiply in life. You start thriving in life, and it's a blessing. Now, and I want people to know what God can do and how good God is. I don't believe in muddling through life disconnected from God as if Jesus didn't die for us. The relationship is restored in real time. Anybody can believe, a man can wake up a sinner and ask the Lord to save him, believing on Jesus Christ before lunchtime, and have a conversation with the Lord before he goes to sleep at night. And I'm not talking about just a one-way prayer. I'm talking about a dialogue where he asks the Lord questions, because I'm sure he'll have plenty of them, and then the Lord can answer him because he's his child. The relationship is restored. But cold religion will have us believe it's erroneous to talk to the Lord and expect him to talk back to you. And when he does, when people say, "Well, the Lord told me this or that," then they want to act like it's weird. And the same person will go and watch anything on TV, YouTube, or whatever else. But they scrutinize people who have a relationship. Cold religion is wrong. It's pitiful. It's actually a shame to heaven. God is ashamed at cold religion. He don't even like it. In fact, he hates it. And people that the Laodicean church, he said he's going to spit them out as if they taste terrible in his mouth. And that was a metaphor, but they love the world, so they're going to get to stay with the world unless they repent. He warned the people that compromised not to do so. It's not that he lost love for them. He loves them dearly. He loves them the same and no different than when they first believed. But they fell in love with the world. They went the other route. And you can't go another route and stay in the kingdom. You can't do the opposite things of God and live in the kingdom as if nothing is going wrong. God is not like the bosses that let things slide. He expects us to do what we're supposed to, and he equipped us to do what we're supposed to do. And Jesus is a high priest because the Father, remember, Adam got into sin by eating fruit. He didn't commit adultery. He didn't commit fornication. He didn't kill anybody. He didn't even hate anybody. He ate a fruit that God told him not to eat of. So, don't do things you know is wrong. Now, Jesus is in heaven. He's our high priest. Don't be afraid that the devil's going to get you either, because Jesus is our high priest, and he represents our case to the Lord. He knows that we're going to fail at times. But when we can judge right and wrong, we're supposed to, and God requires it. You know, God loves us. He can work with those who are true. He wants us to be true in our heart. And that's why you're tempted to do wrong so much. The enemy wants to pull you down and ruin your life. But the Lord has given you life. So you're going to have to take him at his word to receive it. And the Holy Spirit is right here in real time to help us grow and understand and believe it. Now, everything that he gives us is for us to go forward in life and do better. And we're supposed to build our lives according to God's perfect word. There's no reason, it's not reasonable that we should live in sin after we've been cleansed from it. Sin is there to hurt our lives, take us backwards, and destroy the great things that God has given us. Every word that God speaks, it's a lie. He teaches us living things. He's a blessing. And he takes us forward in him, only forward. But the things of this world, they work against the everything of this world works against the knowledge of God. And the Lord has blessed us in every way of life so that we can go forward and not backwards and understand and not be ignorant. And the main thing that the enemy fears is more light. He's afraid that we'll live according to the light of God's word. And we need to take the Lord at his word and trust him and do all that's in his heart. For this reason, the Lord, all of his communication, for this reason, it's in love to help us go forward. Everything he has to say is to help us to live a greater life and not miss out on his best. Great things are truly in store. And the Lord knows that he cares about our welfare, our well-being. He wants us to thrive in this life. And we can. We can thrive in life. We can go forward in him. We can do the living works. And we can receive revelation. The things of the world is an attack. Now, in Adam's case, all he did was eat off the tree that God told him not to eat out of. Eat off. And what happened from there, within 1,000 years, men were so mean, the Lord had to, in about 1,500 years, the Lord had to flood the earth and destroy mankind. Only 8 people survived it. And God couldn't trust man to live beyond 120 days. Now our lives is around a tenth of a day. And that's how 120 years is about all that man can, you know, together we can live in sin and still believe the Lord and go to heaven if we want to. But if we live on earth too long with sin, it entraps people's lives. Most people wouldn't make it. But more people would make it if they only lived 120 years. A tenth of a day. We can't even begin a week. No man lived, you know, there's no man recorded that lived over 1,000 years. The oldest man recorded was Methuselah. He died at 969 years. Now, there could have been people that lived longer than that, but there's nobody recorded. And you got to make things clear, or otherwise you start another doctrine, and I don't want to do that. You have to stick with what the Word of God reveals. And when he, you know, we met Adam, he was in good shape. He ate off the tree. The glory was not upon him anymore because he was clothed with the glory of God. If you saw Adam before the fall, you would have saw the glory of God only. He would have looked like a ball of light. You would have been able to tell his limbs, but he would have looked like the glory of God. Just like Moses' face once shone. It was shining with the glory of God. Well, that's how it was with Adam till he sinned. And after he sinned, you didn't see the glory anymore. He knew he was naked, he and his wife. So now what we have is the fall. And we grow up in a fallen world. And our time is short. We won't be here much longer because it's time for Jesus Christ to come back. It's time for him to return. And he will. But the Lord our God has so much to say. And we need to hear those words of God. We need to hear all that he has to say. And we need to join in life. And enjoy the presence of the Lord. And live in spirit and in truth. And live according to the wisdom, kindness, goodness of God. We can do this, and it's easy. It's easy to live according to God's best, his word. Because he loves us. He's going to be with us to help us to go forward, doing all that's in his heart. And I desire to see the people of God join him and obey him. Join the Lord in obedience, speaking his word, and not the cold religious doctrines of men. They breed so much trouble. Just like that innocent fruit he thought Adam thought he was eating. He didn't know that he would lose everything. And good things are greatly in store. No man needs to miss out. I haven't seen, ears haven't heard what's in store for us. But good things are indeed in store for us. And the Lord, he won't leave anyone out. They don't want to be left out. If you can believe on Jesus Christ, and if you can allow him to be your Lord, if you desire him to be your Lord, you will not only get saved, but you will live and thrive in life. That's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be receiving and enjoying all the revelation that God will give you. We're all invited. We all can share in the love and kindness of God's love. He wants us to thrive in life. Not barely make it, not like whole religion will have us do, living a disconnected life from the counsel of God's word, a stale relationship. Our relationship with the Lord is supposed to thrive. We're designed for greatness. We're designed to go forward in him. Every person is dear to God. God loves us. I mean, he put a lot of effort forth to redeem us. But he doesn't force redemption. And he doesn't want his people to force redemption either. You can't make a law like they once, like men tried to do before, to make everybody Christian. That don't work. If you're a Christian, it's because that's what you want to do. And people try to force people, and you can't do that. God is he wants people worship that's in spirit and in truth. He's looking for people that desires salvation, that want to live forever, that loves his people. And there are people that's out there that love people, but they were taught wrong, and they won't get saved. And everybody needs more light. If people could see more light, a lot more people would get saved. Because as we live the light, the revelation that God is trying to give us, we expose lies. All Satan has to do to get people to stay in the world system is to get them to believe a lie, a fantastic lie. Even in Revelation, you see people, false prophets, and working lying wonders, lying miracles. They believe lies. And the enemy is deceptive. If he can get you to believe a lie, you'll forfeit your only chance to live forever. And then people don't eat right. They don't take care of their body. Your body, some people, the only reason they enjoying time is because their body still works. And they eat all the wrong things. They won't take care of it. They don't exercise. And they do things in excess. And they never got saved. They never asked the Lord to save them. They never bothered to make him Lord. They never got curious enough to ask questions. And every time people came around trying to get them saved, they got offended. And they, you know, people need more light. A lot of Christians have bought into cold religion, and they allow things to continue. And they know it's wrong, but they don't do anything. Well, and I know that people don't always know what to do and how to do it. But if you yield to the Holy Spirit, he will show you how to make the needed difference. He knows how to fish. If you follow the fisherman, you'll learn to fish. Jesus told Peter, "Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men." So Jesus knows how to fish men. But people are so hung up on doing it that way. And they don't learn from the fisherman. The man who can fish men. The man who can make the difference to get us out of here alive. And not only get us saved, but help us thrive in life. The Lord our God has so much to offer, so much knowledge to give us. He's trying to give us more knowledge. He's trying to help us understand. He's trying to take us forward. He's ready. He's alert. He's ready to help us learn, all of us. We just have to be willing and obedient. That's a reasonable request that God has given us. He gave us the Holy Spirit, which if we yield to him, there's nothing we can't learn. He's skilled in every subject. And he'll guide you into all truth. And sometimes the very question that you won't answer, he'll cause the right people. Sometimes people you even know to say what you need. When you're seeking the Lord, be receptive. Your answer can come many ways. Study the word more. That always helps. Don't try to make an answer. Just receive the word as you study it. Go to church. Go to a church that you know is a good church, where people love God. And sometimes people, even if they're contrary in other ways, you know, they may not be perfect. They don't have to be. But anointed people are not always perfect. And they don't always do perfect things. But But because they're anointed, God can cause them to say what's necessary. If they don't get nothing else right, they can't answer your concerns. You can't look at their life. You got to look to the Lord. The Lord can use people at wherever they yield. He can use some of the most contrary people or most unusual people to get his will done. And once you get the answer, thank God for him, for giving it to you, and the person who he used to help you understand his word. Sometimes a person can give you revelation, and because they do other things foolishly, you know, proud people, they throw it away. Well, and they do the same thing. God will use them even though they hold grudges or something. But people excuse their sin and put the spotlight on others. Sometimes people are not, their habit system is stronger than their will to do what's best. They may have seen other people do things in a contrary way, and they just don't fight it. What Jesus said, what you allow on earth, or what you bind on earth, what you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. What you bind on earth is also bound in heaven. Sometimes people are not trying to grow in specific ways, and they allow things unaware. But because they still love God, they still seek him, and they learn, and they grow. So sometimes things will remain in people's lives that shouldn't remain, or things that will remain that you feel like it shouldn't remain. But God is good and faithful. He loves us anyway, and we need to love each other identically to how Jesus loves us, identically to how the Father loves us, and grow from glory to glory. And receive the revelation. Feed people more light so that they can live and understand. And then you'll see what the old preacher's talking about. The revelation is available, and it's good, and it's always perfect. And I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is Lord.